welcoming strains of the Heron election jig. I mean, it's time for another Come All Ye with me, Bruce Cameron, here on 2MCE. Today, later on in the program, we'll hear the final instalment of Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger's radio ballads. I've been playing all eight of them, one a week, the last couple of months. Today we've reached the end of the road. This is the Travelling People, quite appropriate. Travelling People coming up in the second half of the program today. It'll take up most of the second half. But we'll start with a couple of Irish tracks, I think. First one from Myra Brennan. This is one of those patriotic ballads. Rise up, ye stalwart men, and put the pitcher light on your torch sticks. Vanquish those who would do us evil, and establish the rule of France. Oh, woman of the house, what ails you? Except she's going to sing it in Irish, so look out for that. And then I'll play an instrumental after Myra Brennan. Welcome to Come All Ye.
Na 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 na
two comparatively recent compositions made up that medley, Whistling Low and Errigal, the name of the tunes. Davy Spillane and Donal Lunny composed and played them for you. And before that, Orbananchi, Woman of the House, from Moira Brennan. Opening the proceedings for Come All Ye today. Nice to have you along. Bruce Cameron with you, as usual, today. Here are two Australian tracks. First one from Phil Lobel, and she's been singing Australian folk songs for a long time. I think she's still singing. She certainly still loves the music. This one is called A Man of the Earth. We'll follow that with another instrumental, this time by Wonga Willie, a great band that is no longer, with a track called Figure 4 of the First Set, by which you get the idea that it's for dancing. First, Phil Lobel, A Mining Song.
By profession and birth, I'm a man of the earth. I burrow in it like a mole. I dig it and drill it and blast it and fill it with that great commodity, coal. To some, I'm a brave man. To others, a knave man who's putting the land in a hole. A strike and attack man, a black man, a slack man. London's a country of coal. It's knocking at times to be blamed for their crimes and placed in a villainous role. Invented by Story, press jury and Tory, profit made agents of coal. No story of men who are suffering pain, of heroes who starve on the dole. Not written or spoken of hearts that are broken, widows and orphans of coal. The court is the gauge that determines my wage. Parson looks after my soul. My hands are my bosses, his gains are my losses. My body is bartered in coal. The gaps in the lines, red roll of the mines, show death has been taking its toll. While snipers at maimed men, and dead men, and famed men grow fat on the blood of the coal. By profession and birth, I'm a man of the earth. I burrow in it like a mole. I dig it and drill it, and blast it and fill it. That great commodity, coal. Yet through muck and mire, lung dust and fire, more clearly I'm seeing my role of digging and drilling, blasting and filling, supplying the socialized coal. Of digging and drilling, blasting and filling, supplying the socialized coal.
Thank you. can stuff your albatross and you can keep your curse. You can tell your Baron Judd's band just 10 times worse. Hangs upon your shoulder, heavy as a stone. Stubborn as a donkey with the mind all of its own. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. Yeah. Dancing on a Sunday. Dancing on a Sunday. And the Albert Hall's a toilet, it isn't worth a damn. Your premier music venue insufferable is the Ram. It had a reputation once, twice as bad as Paris. But John Lalandle stopped all that by looking like Rob Harris. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. Dance on Sunday, the law says it's not right. So Sunday at the Longton Ram is funky night. And John the jolly landlord, who's a man accursed of God, he's seen off all the junkies, now the place is full of plod. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. Been there. Got the t-shirt. Well, the chief of police and his secretary are sitting there thigh to thigh, when up jumps a banjo and without a word of a lie, your banjo starts singing how the coppers broke the law, and the chief of police and his secretary are through the bloody door. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. So don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. As well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. Dancing on a Sunday. Dancing on a Sunday. Well, you mustn't dance on Sunday. The law says it's not right. But once the law went home to his wife, he danced all night. So next time you're on a demo, the coppers stop your fun. Just get out your banjos and watch the buggers run. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday. I played the Bradford 1 in 12, Rochdale Labour Club as well. Don't tell me I've got to hell for dancing on a Sunday.
God made the world in 6 days. On the 7th day, he did a spot of shopping between the hours of 10 and 4, but definitely no dancing. Not in South Ribble, anyway. Cyril. Well, everybody's got an Uncle Cyril, that one who's always different from the rest. There's loads of Uncle Fred and Auntie Dowager, but it's Uncle Cyril's you remember best. I only met him once, my Uncle Cyril, whose name was really Frank apparently, and he looked just like me granny, only evil. and I still remember what he said to me. If you can't get the man, get the ball. If you can't get the man, get the ball. You can play fair and square, it don't get you anywhere. So if you can't get the man, get the ball. My Uncle Cyril, he was not a gentleman. Trust him as far as you could throw Big Ben. He'd do him wrong from Dagenham to Cheltenham. Then he'd have a fag and do him wrong again. We still stood for the Queen and said our prayers. But the Americans was at the gates of Rome. And we'd waive the rules in Kenya and Malaya. My Uncle Cyril done the same at home. If you can't get the man, get the ball. If you can't get the man, get the ball. You can play fair and square, it don't get you anywhere. So if you can't get the man, get the ball. Up in Papua New Guinea with Margot, who was 6 foot seven tall, and he was all of 5 foot off by nothing, doing nothing much while Margot died for pearls. They'd come back once for Margot's operation, left the curtains just that little bit apart, and more than just that tin bob at the station. He left a little touch of mayhem in my heart. If you can't get the man, get the ball. If you can't get the man, get the ball. You can play fair and square, it don't get you anywhere. So if you can't get the man, get the ball. If you can't get the man, get the ball. If you can't get the man, get the ball. You can play fair and square, it don't get you anywhere. So if you can't get the man, get the ball.
If you can't get the man, get the ball.
If you can't get the man, get the ball.
Ho!
Referee!
Oh, send him off, send him off. That's Rob Johnson and Pip Collings from their album called The Lack of Jolly Ploughboy. Rob Johnson's written a lot of political songs, satire type stuff. We heard a couple of them there. Dancing on a Sunday, look out, you'll get arrested if you do naughty things like that. And then Uncle Cyril giving some slightly dodgy football technique advice. Before that, we heard a couple of Australian tracks. I did tell you what they were. I'll just remind you. The instrumental was Figure 4 of the First Set by Wonga Willie. And leading off that foreplay, if you'll pardon the expression, A Man of the Earth, song from Phil Lobel. Here's a song from Portugal. This is Workman from Alentejo. A bit of a translation. The workman in the country does not live on charity and loves his environment. The poor workman working all the day long knows pains better than happiness. The workman ploughing and farming, he always has the word as the work was just his own. And so it goes on. From an album called Songs and Melodies from Portugal.
Ai santinha, ai santinha, já te lá virão na eira. Mais o velho Pimentinha, mais o velho Pimentinha, ao domingo e à semana. Ai santinha, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai romana, ai romana, ai romana. O pobre trabalhador que labuta todo dia conhece melhor a dor. trabalhador que cava ou anda atrás da charrua, tem sempre o dom da palavra, a labuta é toda sua. Ao rural alentejano só lhe cabe da colheita o seu labutar insano, e sobras que rico enjeita com suor de quem trabalha, é que a terra nos dá pão. Se a memória não me falha, esta é a boa razão. Ai santinha, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai romana, ai romana, ai romana, já te lá virão na eira mais o velho Pimentinha, mais o velho Pimentinha, ao domingo e à semana. Ai santinha, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai romana, ai romana, ai romana, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai romana, ai romana, ai romana, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai santinha, ai romana, ai romana, ai romana, ai santinha.
Pipe Major Ian Duncan's younger brother is in his early 20s, but shows real originality in his arrangements and compositions. His style of playing shows quite strong Irish characteristics, as well as the Breton influence. In fact, he begins his solo spot with two Breton dances, followed by three traditional jigs. The first is Nameless, the second is called Old Hag You Have Killed Me, and the third is Langstrom's Pony. He finishes up with one of his own compositions called Andy Rennick's Ferret. Andy's another member of the band, and obviously the antics of the ferret must have inspired this catchy reel. During the early part of the selection, the drones are stopped and restarted. A tricky operation, but Gordon manages this very cleverly without disturbing the sound of the chanter too much.
Thank you.
He's a mighty fine piper, Gordon Duncan. Gone much too soon, sadly. Recorded there in 1986, BBC Radio Scotland broadcast. And an interesting spoken introduction there by George McElwain from the BBC. The set of tunes, the Ronde Ludec and Gavotin Amenez, both from Brittany, then Old Hag, You Have Killed Me, Langstrom's Pony, finishing up with one of Gordon Duncan's own tunes, Andy Rennick's Ferret. Very sad. A loss was Gordon Duncan.
Right back and got me a pole. Went to the hardware, got me a hook. Cinched that line right on that hook. Said you've been a fishing all the time. I'm a going fishing too. Bet your life, loving wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes I'm going fishing, I'm a going fishing too. Catfish swimming around. I got so hungry, didn't know what to do. I'm gonna get me a catfish too. Said you've been a fishing all the time. I'm a going fishing too. Bet your life, loving wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a going fishing too. Skillet, lay by the lid. Mama's gonna cook a little shortening bread. Said you've been a fishing all the time. I'm a going fishing too. Bet your life, your loving wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a going fishing too. Said you've been a fishing all the time. I'm a going fishing too. Bet your life, your loving wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a going fishing too.
Frequent visitor to the airwaves to MCE, Bruce Mulski. I play lots of his music, as do many other folk music broadcasters around the world and on this program as well, on this radio station as well. That was Fish and Blues, just Mr. Mulski and guitar and voice. On most of his albums, even though they're called solo albums, he'll invite lots of very fine musicians to drop in and do little bits in particular tracks. Not so in that one, that's just him and his guitar. Now, in the second half of the program, we're going to be hearing another, and indeed the final, in the series of radio ballads produced in the 1950s and 60s by Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger. Today, we have The Travelling People, the final one in the series. Stick around for that. Right now, this is Hector Gilchrist and Liz Thompson with an old Scottish song about The Selkie.
In Ottawa land, there lived a maid, Baluli Wayne, this maid she sang. Sin little can I, my bairn's father, for less the land what he bides in. And he come ye next to her bed fit, and a grumly guest I'm sure was he. Saying, here am I, thy bairn's father, although I may no comely be. I am a man upon I am a selkie on the sea, and when I'm far and far from land, my aim it is in Sulskerry, and he has ta'en a purse so gowd, and he has placed it on sing ye to me, my ain wee son, and tag me out thy nurse fee. And it shall come to pass on a summer's day, when the sun shines bright on every stain, I'll come and fetch my ain wee son and teach him how to swim the fame. And ye shall marry a gunner good, and a guy good gunner I'm sure he'll be, and the very first shot that e'er he shoots will kill with my young son and me.
Yeah, it's not one of the cheerier Scottish ballads, but nonetheless delivered quite nicely there by Hector Gilchrist and Liz Thompson. Title track from one of their albums, Selkie, the seal people. Anyway, they'd turn up and spirit away members of families and then return them some considerable time later in a very confused state. Go and look it up. Selkie, S-E-L-K-I-E. Not silky, although you can probably find Sydney Silkies doing the same thing if they were of a mind to. You're listening to Come All Ye, a song not about dogs or, indeed, not a song at all. This is a set of jigs. The Fox in the Thatch, The Snow on the Mountain, and Killyglass Lakes from Mick, Louise, and Michelle Mulcahy.
Thank you.
set of composed tunes, as opposed to collected traditional tunes, from Mick, Louise and Michelle Mulcahy. We heard The Fox in the Thatch, The Snow on the Mountain and Killyglass Lakes from an album called The Real Note, RELL. Very nice it is too. One more before we hand over to Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger. This is Dolores Cain, another Irish track, this one. Dolores Cain with Mick Hanley, My Love is in America. Dolores Cain there with Mick Hanley. Mick Hanley wrote that song, My Love is in America. And now it's time for the final radio ballad that we've been listening to over the last couple of months, and I'll tell you all about it. It's called The Travelling People, and it's the eighth and final radio ballad that was broadcast on 17th of April 1964. It took as its subject the gypsy and tinker population of Britain. The bulk of the recording fell to McColl and Seeger, who were already familiar with traveller families from earlier collecting sessions. They spent almost a month in tents, kitchens and caravans, horse fairs, around campfires in Glasgow, Blairgowrie, Montrose and Aberdeen, Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, London, Birmingham, Hampshire and Dorset. The travellers were natural subjects with their rich folk life, songs, legends and inborn gift for storytelling. They were also a fascinating social study, maintaining fierce pride and independence in the face of constant hostility and persecution. The storytelling tradition of the travellers overlapped with McColl's own musical journey, and several of the songs he wrote for the program took on a life of their own. The Moving On song quickly entered the repertoire of many folk singers soon after the program was broadcast. You'll hear John Faulkner, Joe Heaney, Ewan McColl, Peggy Seeger, Bell Stewart and Jane Stewart singing various songs. I'll be back at the end of the program to say goodbye.
My mother said I never should play with the gypsies in the wood. If I did, she'd surely say, naughty lad to disobey.
They call us the wild ones.
The pauldrons of the mist.
Romanies, gypsies, didikais, mumpers, travellers.
Nomads of the road.
Black-faced diddies.
Of course, we're gypsies, we're dark. They call us carboshes, black people.
Ganger old buddies. Some said it more polite than others.
In Carlisle, they call you potters. Dirty potters this, dirty potters that.
On a rock on the shore is the cormorant's dwelling. The wild warbling blackbird has its nest in the tree. The birds of the air and the fish of the ocean, each has its own place, but there's no place for me.
They seem to come almost from nowhere overnight. They're a bit like the starlings in Birmingham. They're here and they're making a mess.
You're just a worker and move on. Your work's finished, you move.
What are we to do with misfits? Some of them, I would say, the maggots of society.
They're just not... Well, they just can't be bothered to live like us.
The fox has its lair, and the rabbit its burrow. The sad for the badger, the high for the bee. The weasel, the hare, the mole and the marten, each has its own shelter, but there's no place for me.
I was expecting one of my children, you know, one of my babies. And my husband's son for the midwife. And in the time that they've gone after the midwife, the policeman come along. Come on, he says, get a move on. Shift on, he says. Don't want you on here, on my beat. So my husband says, look, he says, sir, he said, let me stay. He said, my wife is going to have a baby. No, it don't matter about that. He says, you get off. They made my husband move, and my baby was born going along. And my husband stayed in the road. My baby was born on the crossroads in my caravan. The horse was in harness, and we was travelling along the road, and the policeman was following us behind, drumming us off, and the child was born on the crossroads.
on in the middle of the afternoon in a horse-drawn wagon on the old A5. The big 12-wheeler shook me bed. You can't stop here, the policeman said. You'd better get caught in someplace else. Move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
Get that up, Mrs. Get. The police is out of here.
Born in the tatty left end time in an old bout end near a tatty field. The farmer said, the work's all done, it's time that you was moving on. You'd better get born in some place else, so move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
You stay in a place, they tell you to move on and you don't move on, they'll summon you. They say, why don't you go back to your own county? Well, what county we got? We got no county.
Born on a common near a building site where the ground is rutted by the trailer's wheels. The local people said to me, you'll lower the price of property. You'd better get born in some place else. So move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
So we pulled in there and were there about a week and they came back again, hounding us again. Move on, we don't want you here, move on. I said, where are we going to go? He says, we don't give a damn where you go. He says, you got to move on anyway.
Wagon, tent or trailer born, last week, last year or in far off days. Born here or a thousand miles away, there's always men nearby who say, you'd better get born in some place else. So move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
It was a wagon and horse and we were on the road when I was born. We travelled from pillar to post. Well, I meant to say I've been doing it all my life for 15 years.
I suppose practically the beginning of civilization we've been travellers.
The real tinkers, far back, you know, that after the Battle of Culloden and after Glencoe, the people, so many of them being murdered in the houses by the English, that hundreds and hundreds of them fled to the lowlands of Scotland. Well, they had no home, they'd no chattels or anything with them. And they started to live out dugouts, you know, or into caves. Well, they became nomads of the road. McPhee, Stewart, McKenzie's, McLean's, every name you can get, the remnants of the clans of long ago.
Our saviour travelled, yeah, didn't he, dear? Our saviour travelled. He was born in a manger among straw. His mother carried him in a little donkey's back. If it goes by the way of the world to the Bible, we must keep up that generation to the last of the world. It was the first of it or the last of it.
Born at the back of a blackthorn hedge when the white hoar frost lay all around. No eastern kings came bearing gifts instead. The order came to shift. You'd better get born in some place else. So move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
Our Lord travelled one time.
The winter sky was hung with stars and one shone brighter than the rest. The wise men came so stern and strict and brought the order to evict. You'd better get born in some place else. So move along, get along, go. Move.
shift.
It took them many years to get to this shore. They believe from India. But my father's teaching taught to me from his father, my grandfather Wester, and therefore he would get it from his father, Tyso Boswell. And Tyso Boswell would get this information from his father again, which was Shadrach Boswell. If you refer to Genesis in the Bible, you will find Abram and Sarai at that time. And they didn't bear any children, those two people. But Sarai had a maidservant. And the Lord told Abram to go in the tent with the maidservant. And she conceived, it says in the Bible. And there was a child. Now, eventually, Sarai became jealous of this girl and the baby and told Abram that she'd have to go. And, of course, she drove the servant and the child off. And you read further on that the Lord found her crying beside a well. And he put his hand on her head and told her to arise. And she would go into a far country and she would accumulate a family or a tribe. And they would deal in cattle and sheep. And they would be a despised race, but they would be a clever race.
If you took a traveller and set him in the middle of a desert, you'd find a living there. You'd even sell that sand to the Egyptians.
Jack of all trades.
There's some that say that I'm a rogue, a gypsy Jack of spades, a lousy, lazy tinker, but I'm really Jack of all trades. I travel up and down every corner of the nation, and I can always turn my hand to any occupation.
I'm a roving Jack of all trades, of every trade and all trades, and if you want to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
I've been a roving tinker with me back up on me shoulder, made pots and pans, a real Japan with me tin snips and me solar. I can mend a chair or catch air or make a wicker table, and when it comes to grinding knives, your noble is more able.
I'm a roving jack of all trades, of every trade and all trades, and if you want to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
He knows no bosses, no gaffers. He could make a living out of the dirt of a man's feet. He could make money out of old rope.
I've sell the baskets and the creels, the scrubbers made o' heather. I've laboured in a thousand fields in every kind of weather. I've put the berries there at Blair and money a ton I've shifted. I've thinned the beets and shod the neeps, I've buckin' tatties lifted.
Agriculture working, making pegs, repairing umbrellas, fighting. In a ring, horse dealing, chopping and changing, fruit picking, tater picking, harvesting, grinding, mat mending.
Many's the horse I've bought and sold, stallion, colt and brood mare. I trained them in the winter time and sold them at the horse fair. At Barnet and at Appleby, they knew me well in season. You'd always see me at Brough Hill, likewise at Kirby Stephen.
I'm a roving jack of all trades, of every trade and all trades, and if you want to know me name, they call me Jack of all trades.
In winter, when the days are short, to send the tune we're walking, good baskets on our arms while we day a bit of hawking. We drug our wires and try to sell our wares and bits of laces. For every open door, there's ten that's shut hard in our faces.
You go to the ladies' houses, big houses. You knock on the door and the lady comes out. Are you going to buy off the lucky gypsy today, my dear? Come and have your lucky hand read. Now I will tell you your past, present or future. You know, my dear, gypsies are like poets. They are born, not made. Come and have your lucky hand read.
You'll find me on the building jobs where'er there's pick and shovel. I'll work behind the doors or clearing up the muck and rubble. You'll find me where the pylon gangs are on the steel erecting, crawling like a human flying, always death expecting.
Well, I poured the first concrete in Hatfield New Town, that 13-story block, and I poured right up until the last beam.
In summer I go round the farms and do the old pen spring, and sometimes I'm down on me knees doing the asphalting. And when the summer days are past and winter comes a stealing, you'll find me gathering junk and rags and working a scrap dealing.
And I'm a useful man to the community.
I'm a roving jack of all trades, of every trade and all trades. And if you want to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
Don't I wish the old times had come back again, where we used to go and have a drink at a public house, or come back on the old common singing. Hang on our pots, great big salty puddings, ox of bacon, pig's heads. We'd done nice then.
With a good life, and I still like the life today.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people. Got no fixed address, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I never fancied being lumbered.
That dog seems to come on me after a certain time. I like to move on.
Oh, we knew the woods, all the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter time was over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. They were good old times for a rover.
We had a gay old life. We was happy in the summertime, hawking the houses and going from door to door and having our tea and having our sing-song between the houses.
Well done, girl, when your show's good time.
If when you're going along the road and they say, we're going to a certain place to camp tonight, but you girls will stop behind and you'll hawk, and they would pull bunches of grass and leave it on the road, and you followed that grass to let you know that the way they went, you see.
There was open ground where a man could linger, stay a week or two, for time was not your master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go faster.
You see more life when you're travelling along the road, because you go from one stopping place to another, you see different people every day.
Look at the gabbers action. Tell your diet. Glory, 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 Jamie.
There's lots of things you see, dear. We can talk. I bet you're understanding us.
Oh, there's Mandy went to poo the grides all around the stuggers to kite the gabbers off to Mandy to lay on me a prey. Ma said the rackley, picking up the cobbles, just like your dear old daddy say, you can core well. Well, all around the stuggers, they're stealing a bit of cash. The gabber said, what do you got? I had to put it down.
We knew a good house from a bad, a shan keer and a barry keer. Or if she wasn't in, they would say, the man, she's a vree the day for the cane, will not get their slab. The woman's away today, we won't get our tea.
Now and then you'd meet up with other travellers, hear the news or else swap family information. At the country fairs we'd be meeting there all the people of the travelling nation.
You're a bit 40s.
Well, give me something decent.
It's a decent pony, though, that. I'll take 36 quid for it.
It was the assembly ground of the original gypsy people. They all met here once a year, sure of meeting their friends and relatives at Buffill Fair.
It's stag time of year now, you know.
Aye, but it's not a good time to sell a yearling, is it? There's a bit of blood in that old man. Somebody look at there, isn't there?
Aye, but you don't want them too bloody up in this high climate. Something that will live outside and live cheap. Something with a bit of constitution. Well, I'm never happy if I have too much blood about me. I like something like half and half. Nothing much nearer than half and half in our country.
Oh, I've kent life hard and I've kent it easy. And I've cursed the life when winter days was dawning. But I've danced and sang through the hail night lang, seen the summer sunrise in the morning.
Quite a lot about people, they go back with the old stories, you know. They wouldn't walk down that wood there if it was dark at night, in case they'd see a ghost or a banshee or something. Because round the firesides, the old people used to tell them stories.
But we're standing as close as where Alec's sitting there. And I'm wished well up. They were up at this waste big old place. They called it Barachalden. But Mary and her father that night when they were there, they'd all went to bed. They'd been sitting killing away to the last hour, Mary said. But all on a sudden, she heard pipes coming. And she turned round and she said to her father, I'd advise you, she says, father, to put out the light. Because she says, this is some of the drunk travellers coming from Oban. And she says, if you keep the lights on, you will be bothered to death that night and will never be able to rise in the morning. I never saw the likes of you, says Mary. Never in my life. Well, she says, when folks drunk, you don't want to be bothered with them. You can't be carrying on with your pipes all night. God will no give us the privilege of getting our eyes closed. So, our old father obeyed and he put out the light. Every one of them kept beautiful new tents of their own. But Mary, she heard the pipes coming nearer and nearer and nearer till they come walking right into the camp. And Mary said with the water that she'd drained on the fire, the wind was just blowing, just trying to make a coal light. But she says, I left at the side of the door and I look at it, Maggie. And as sure as God's in the kingdom of heaven, she says, I nearly jumped out of the bed. My heart went quicker, she says, than a traction engine. There was two wee men. And they wouldn't be as tall, she says, as my cairn terrier. We curled up shoes on them and picket bonnets, long whiskers on them, and the size of their arm, she says, was like just the length of your hand. Two sets of pipes, and they kept going in time round the fire and round the fire, one reel after another. And she says, I was even feared to blow breath. And they kept us walking, she says, to God sent the first streak of light in the morning before they disappeared.
I've made willow creels and the heather besoms, lifted tatties, put the berries and gaed hawking, and I've lain there spent, happed up in the tent, and I've listened to the old folks talking.
You've got Boswells, you've got some Lees on this hill, there's the Smiths from Lancaster, and there's some Watnells on the hill. There's some Aarons, some Pattersons, and some Youngs. Peterborough, Gaskins, Elliots, Lees, what we call the London Lees. And, of course, when you get into Norfolk, around Norwich and East Dereham and King's Lynn, you get a lot of the Greys. And further down, the Gumbles, Gaskins, the Lees, the Buckley.
Stuart, McPhee, McAllisters, Johnsons, Williamsons. there were Mackenzies on McPhee's, so neatly as they placed their knees, and walloped the tangies at their ease around the moss of Ardell. Oh, some of them did gather rags, and some of them blew up their bags, and some of them no dealt in yags around the moss of Ardell.
All you free-born men of the travelling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your travelling days will soon be over.
I'd like to settle in the winter time, away from the weather in a country town. But come the spring, I'd get itchy feet, then goodbye town and smoky street. I'd want to be moving someplace else. So move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
There's nothing beats the lovely heather and the moors and the birds sunshine whistling and the clear burning. You're sitting there and you've no coo, no care, as the Scotchman says.
Well, it ain't a bad life in the summer.
Well, I think about the winter, not the summer. I think about the winter.
That's the terror time. No place to go, nor doesn't know where to go. Doesn't know any place to go and sit. And it doesn't matter whether it's snowing or blowing, you've got to go.
There will the fade, and the bracken will die. Stream will run cold and clear. And the small birds will be going, and this then you will be knowing that the terror time is near.
Where will you turn to? Where will you bide? Know that the work's not done, for the farmer doesn't need ye, and the council when I heed ye, and the terror time has come.
And there was about 3 foot of snow. And would you believe as I had to pull down that tent among that snow? And when I come for the police office in Achterarder, the horse fell. The horse fell down. And the two policemen come out with their fingers in their tunics like that and commenced to sneer and laugh. By word, I says, use pair of men as something to laugh at. Get that up, he says, and get the bleezers out of here.
The woods give no shelter, the trees they're bare, snow falling all around, and the children they're crying, and the bed in which they're lying is frozen to the ground.
The snow when I left, and the stove when I drove, there's rice in the water churn, in the mud and snow, your slotion. Right. find today a better ocean and the kindling when a bun.
Where would you rather be tonight? Sitting in a comfortable house, nice and clean, your children nice and clean. What's this life here? What's this life for children?
Needing the warmth of your only humankind. You move near a town, but then, while the sight of you's opening, for the police they soon are sending, and you're on the road again.
We never did travel much in the winter time. We always had pieces of ground that we always went to. Even in this country, there used to be greens left out. Like, we weren't going on private ground. None of the authorities ever bothered you. But nowadays, they're stopping all the camping grounds.
Once you could pull in with your caravan to a sheltered spinney or to open ground. But the law moved in with the barbed wire fence, and they said that your camp was a prime offence, and told you to shift and keep on going, and move along, get along, move along, get along, go, move, shift.
My great-grandfather, he looked at me one morning, we were sitting down, minding the horses we was. He said, "My son," he said, "years ago, when I was a boy," he said, "see that place there, that park?" I said, "Yes, grandfather." "We used to stop on that," he said, 12 months, 2 years at the time. Till a lord came along, he said he put a bit of fence up. And that's how they got the ground, he said, by pinching it, bit by bit. That's how you come, your squires, your lords. They've no more right to that ground than what you and I are. The ground didn't belong to no one.
Once you could settle for a week or two on a public common or a riverside, but the council chased us off the sites, and they said, "You people have no rights. You'd better get moving someplace else. So move along, get along, move along, get along, go, move, shift."
I think that you're endeavouring to defend something that is historically outdated. The tinker and the wanderer. There may be places for them in some parts of the world, but there isn't in an industrialised urban community.
The always are a-changing, you can't deny. The day or the traveller's over, there's nowhere to gang and there's nowhere to bide. So farewell to the life o' the rover.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
Farewell to the cant and the travelling tongue, farewell to the Romany dog, and the buying and selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. You've got to move fast to keep up with the times, for these days a man can't donder. There's a bylaw to say you must be on your way, and another to say you can't wander.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
In this age, the atomic age,
where is the travel going to stand for making a living?
Farewell to the besoms o' heather and broom, farewell to the creel and the basket. The folks o' today, they would far sooner pay for a thing that's been made out o' plastic.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
It's machinery for everything. I'm sure there's no much work you'll get now, but what the machine's in its place.
Farewell to the pony, the cob and the mare, the reins and the harness are idle. You don't need the strap when you're breaking up scrap, so farewell to the bit and the bridle.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the fields where we've sweated and toiled at pooing and shawing and lifting. They'll soon hear machines and the travelling quines, and their men folk had better be shifting.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
These days are gone. Us people, we've changed in the last years.
We're changing and we don't want it.
They're in the majority, we're in the minority. They're gradually pushing us out.
Every move we make, they find some way of getting us out again on the move.
A squadron of police chased us. That was up in the Black Country, Birmingham, I think they call it. The speed cops. We couldn't get leave to take our tea at the roadside. We were chased and they followed us along the road. Had to go out to their district. Then another load of them come and chased us on to the next district. We were 3 days and 3 nights on the road till we come to Newcastle upon Tyne.
Tourists, you can get in. Gypsies, out you go, come on.
Get away, gypsies, we don't want you here.
Why don't you go back to your own county?
You stink, get up and get away out of that. Come on, get up, get a move on.
I mean, we're fed up with gypsies living in our area. We're sick to death of them.
Vagrants, filthy, dirty people. I object to calling them gypsies. Nothing but lazy people.
I would say the gypsy was a gentleman. These people are not.
Oh, the gypsy is a gentleman and he always knows his place. He never troubles anyone and rarely shows his face. He knows the ways of nature, he's reticent and shy, and never pesters gorgios to sell or yet to buy.
And the wind is on the heath, and the heath is far away from towns and private property where decent people stay.
Oh, the gypsy is a gentleman and he always tips his hat. His face is weather-beaten and he wears a red cravat. He wanders through the forest adding to his gypsy lore, or he's leafing through Lavengro and he's never, ever poor.
And the wind is on the heath and the heath is far away from towns and private property where decent people stay.
Oh, the gypsy is a gentleman, give credit where it's due. He never parks his caravan where it can spoil the view. And if you find a pony grazing in your garden plot, don't blame the noble gypsy, but that awful tinker lot.
Pat and Jeff, they were sitting in the lounge and they heard this scrunching outside and they didn't know what it was. They both sat still in their seat. When they opened up the curtains at the French windows, there was a horse looking in the window at them.
Oh, the gypsy is a gentleman, he keeps well out of sight. His caravan is picturesque, it's colourful and bright. He's full of ancient wisdom and of wit he has great store. Not like those thieving ditties who come knocking on the door.
And the wind is on the heath, and the heath is far away from towns and private property where decent people stay.
People think of gypsies round campfires with a scarf around her head, playing a violin and a pretty dark haired bit dancing, you know, but if they've got to come in contact with it.
Oh, the gypsy is a gentleman and he plays the violin, and tinkers and hedge mumpers, they are not of his kin. When you smell the smell of wood smoke and the hedgehog in the pot, you'll find him carving objedart. Not like that other lot.
And the wind is on the heath, and the heath is far away from towns and private property where decent people stay.
People get the impression, oh, these gypsies, the rogues, the thieves, they'll steal your hens, they'll steal this and steal the next thing. Don't go to the door, they'll put a cuss on you that they can read fortunes, all this. It's wonderful, my friend.
They say we leave litter and mess up the land. We're the dirty travelling people. But who laid the blight on each mill and factory site? Was it us or the Gorgio people?
I think it's disgusting that they live the way they do, but they've chosen that life. If they hadn't chosen it, would they go about so filthy and dirty?
They say we're a menace to the health of the land. The unhealthy travelling people. But who poisoned the air and the rivers everywhere? Was it us or the Gorgio people?
I was down there with the town clerk last Tuesday, and the conditions are really absolutely deplorable.
They say we're dishonest, not worthy of trust. The thieving, travelling people. But who kills for gain? Who robs banks and holds up trains? Is it us or the Gorgio people?
We're supposed to steal other people's children.
Gypsies have got too much children around to steal anybody else's.
They say we are quarrelsome, given to blows, the violent travelling people. But who starts the wars, breaks the first of human laws? Is it us or the Gorgio people?
I'm not against them living the way they do, but I just don't think they should be allowed to live the way they are, so close to civilization.
They say we are backward, retarded and dull. The ignorant travelling people. But who judges and condemns men who are different to them? Why, you do, the Gorgio people.
Their honesty is suspect, to put it mildly. They're dirty. Their children are dirty. Many of the children can hardly talk in English. It's a most peculiar dialect.
They can't read or write.
I'd like to read and write.
I'd like to go to learn in school, you know, but through the winter and all the snow on the ground, you've likely got a month in school, and then you were taken out and you were moved along, you know, to another camp. Well, what you got in one school, you lost it all going to the next school. All I ever learned in school was to read and write my name, and my little brother and sister, they're not much better than myself, you know. But I suppose
a few months in some other school, maybe I'll learn them something.
Come on, wake up. Page 9. Right, now you start, Sheila.
Little Red Hen. She lived all alone in a house in the woods. Close by lived a sly old fox.
When they did come to us, we found them that in school they were very, very timorous indeed, and gave the impression that they were in need of a great deal of protection from the ordinary child in the school.
They send you to school, and every playtime when you finish your lessons,
I wasn't a scholar, I was a fighting man at school. My brother Josh was. He had to defend the young ones, I had to defend the younger ones. At every school, there was a cock. The cock of the school, he had to be beat, the gypsy boy.
Tinky, tinky, tinker, what was you born? In the Magna Tatties with your big sock on. Tinky, tinky, tinker, with your keel and your leeks. Your mammy's getting a hawking in your feathers breeks.
Tinky. Darky John, Tinky John. I got that steady all the time at school. Just run away, throwing stones at you. Way home to your Tinky Mammy. Way home.
What sort of tinker buddies? What sort of nangawa? What sort of tinker buddies? Marching through the room below. Some of them have boots and stockings, some of them have knee natter. Some of them have pants and buttons, marching through the room below.
That brother of mine was kept 7 years. In one class. Well, my mother went to the teacher and asked why my brother wasn't able even to sign his own name. And the teacher, she says, "Och," she says, "I would never dream of learning that laddie or anything." She says, "He's the best message laddie I have in the school." She sent him messages here, messages there, messages for this teacher, clean the blackboard, sweep the floor. And to this day, he can't sign his own name.
My mother said, "I never should play with the gypsies in the wood. If I did, she'd surely say, naughty lad to disobey."
And after that, you go back in school and you're full, you feel that you could murder somebody. You're either person with some feeling and you feel so much that you want to cry all day and you don't learn anything, or you want to go and you half kill some of the children that's around you because you go mad altogether. You're asking me what I've got to keep up. I ask myself, what am I fighting to keep down?
Isn't it? This, you know, my mother said you shouldn't play with gypsies. What the hell do they know about them? I mean, it's not only ignorant mums and ignorant dads, but it is also ignorant governments. I mean, if it is the layman in the street that is persecuting them, surely the government could step in and stop it. They're not all ignorant in Parliament, surely. Majority of them, maybe, but not all of them.
It starts off when you go to school, you seem to be frightened of something. There's always somebody seems to be chasing you.
My mother said I never should play with the gypsies in the wood.
My mother said I never should play with the gypsies.
We're sick of it. We're hounding is the same as Hitler hounded the Jews.
In some parts of Perthshire, they would think more of a dumb animal, a beast in the field, a cattle beast, as they do of a tinker.
You know, because we're gypsies,
Is there any harm of us going in a beer shop getting served with a pint of beer? And near enough every beer shop, no gypsies allowed.
A dog's life. It is. Proper dog's life.
Some houses you would go to would put the dog, if they saw you coming, before ever they heard what you wanted.
Some people chase you away as if you were an animal.
Just treat you as if you were animals, as if you'd seven lives.
And it was just opposite the doctor's house there. So they take him into the doctor. But the doctor wouldn't hear a word of him getting inside his surgery. He was a tinker and he had to go to the garage. So they took my father and stretched him out on the garage floor. It was an awfully cold day. And he says, oh, he says, this man's dead. The doctor says, I can't do nothing for him. My mother was standing there greeting for me in her arms. He was just Tinker Donald McGregor. And that was the end of it.
Tinky, tinky, tinker, where was you born? In among the tatties where your beaks are torn.
Tinker, oh, tinker, cover your face. You're no a paid up member of the human race.
We're classed like the deep south in America. We're just black men.
When they see me coming, they shut the door.
We're pinned in.
Do you mean to tell me that you wouldn't be better off in prison?
I've seen them clash the door in my face. And the near had your clothes clashed in the way you were standing.
It makes me feel very deeply that anybody should be treated the way I am.
The other girls was older than me and they would say, "Dinna bing the habin. It's the Jugal's treat. Jugal's dog. This means don't take that food as though you were starving of hunger, because that looks very like the dog's dish."
Do you mean to tell me that dying class and us is pigs?
You drop dead in England for a can of water and they wouldn't give it to you.
A dog's life.
More or less, it's like prison, our life. We've got to be in for a certain time at night. If we're on that road out of hours at night, and if the police sees you on the road, they get you in the car and they'll hold you in there. Because when I see a car coming up the road, I jump in the edge so they don't see me. You've got to do it. Because they say you ain't out for doing no good this time of night. Especially if they know you're a gypsy.
Gypsy, gypsy, live in a tent, can't afford to pay the rent.
And it will be no different. They will always be down on us, and people will always pick on us. Always will.
The poor tinker people, whenever they heard the police was to come, they were up and away, whether it was wet or dry.
Every time we pull off on the side of the road, we've got the police coming here to shift us on. So where can we go and what can we do?
Where are we going to go? Summons us every morning.
They want you to move at 11 o'clock at night. And they're there at 7 o'clock in the morning to see me on the road.
The police was waiting at the caravan door for me for summons. Every morning.
They would say, "All you potters, these are troublemakers. We're sick of you."
If you was to see it yourself, you'd say, "Well, I wouldn't have that life and no money."
There were a lady, a gypsy woman, and she was pregnant. And she was in labour pain. And she went to 4 or 5 doors to see what she's going to drink. She had her basket with her, like, you know, and her wares in it. And she was in Doncaster. And she crossed over to the other street, went to about 20 doors, And do you know there's not one of them people will give her a drink of water? In labour pain, and they wouldn't give her a drink. She was carried off the street to the hospital. That's the God's truth. And it was her first baby.
Was all the tinker buddies, was all them gonna walk?
Was all the tinker buddies, gypsies, travellers and all. Some of them were gassed at Belson, some at Buchenwald did fa'. Ithers kent the Auschwitz ovens, men and women, bairns and all. My mother said, I never should play with the gypsies.
The people treat us like dogs. They think we're nothing but dogs. And to tell you the truth, I think of them as dogs.
Can't see no way out. Plus, if we was in houses, plus they might treat us more better.
Dark the night, the winds of change, so sharp and keen do blow. The cock it crows with iron throat. It says that we must go. It says that we must go. The hunters follow hard behind. The hounds, they make their din. The woods are gone that sheltered us, and none will let us in. And none will let us in.
You live a different life, and people, I think, have so much trouble understanding someone who lives differently to the way they do.
They're just not... Well, they just can't be bothered to live like us.
The hard-eyed men who guard the road, they bid us choose our way, and yet they will not let us go, nor will they let us stay, nor will they let us stay.
These folk will exist till the end of time, and they'll never ever change their ways, and you'll never get rid of tinkers. They'll be there to doomsday in the afternoon.
500 years of timeless days, we wandered through the land, but now the guardians of the clocks have said our race is damned. They say our race is damned.
How far does it come in your mind before you say, I have done everything I possibly can, and I will help the broad mass of these people, but there are some I can do nothing with whatever? Then doesn't the time arise in one's mind when one has to say, all right, one has to exterminate the impossibles? I know all that leads to in one's mind. Nazism, who is it next? The gypsies, the tinkers, the Jews, the coloured man. I don't accept that, really, on these particular people.
Exterminate's a terrible word. You can't really mean that.
Why not?
Well, why not indeed? That's not a very happy ending to that one, but one of the more interesting of the travelling of the radio ballads from
Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger and Charles Parker. That's The Travelling People, with a very cutting conclusion there. And that brings our series to a conclusion as well of the Radio Ballads. Next week, Come All Ye, we'll go back to having a featured album, and I hope you enjoy it. So until next time, goodbye for now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.